This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As Iowa lawmakers prepare for the 2026 legislative session, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy is introducing a first-of-its-kind proposal called the Iowa Farm Act, a broad ag policy package built from conversations with farmers and rural businesses across the state. We'll hear more from the Secretary next.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country to bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagnet.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
I had the chance to sit down with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy and talk about the Iowa Farm Act and how the ideas behind the legislation came directly from listening to producers all across the corners of Iowa agriculture.
We're talking about the concept of an Iowa Farm Act, which is, you can very much think of it as akin to a farm bill type concept. We've actually seen this used as a vehicle in other states successfully to move kind of a broad array of ag policy pieces together. And we thought it was time to maybe try that here in the state of Iowa. There's a lot of ag-related legislation that passes in a given year. But what this is attempting to do is to really pull together kind of a what I actually like about it is it represents the kind of the diverse array of the sectors that are in Iowa ag. For instance, we've got a provision that will affect beekeepers and specialty crop producers. It'll support our livestock producers. It'll support our row crop producers and agribusinesses as well. So there's really something for nearly everybody in here. And of course, the concept is bring some focus to it, talk about it, talk about an ag package. It's a vehicle for other ag-related measures to be attached to it and really do something that's positive for our ag community, certainly at a time when we need all the help we can get and the stability that we can get.
Instead of advancing a dozen small standalone bills, Nagy says the Farm Act was designed to pull those ideas together into one broader package that reflects the full scope of Iowa agriculture.
These came directly from a visit that I made, separate visits that I made throughout the year. I visit all 99 counties, and you know, we're not just putting miles on the car and pumping E15 into the or unleaded 88 into the tank, right? We're out there listening and visiting and learning and trying to hear what are the challenges. So these are two examples of things. I was on a Christmas tree farm. I was at a beekeeper business, and these issues came up. We said, we can do something about this. And so you can kind of go through the whole bill, and there are going to be pieces that have a direct tie back to either a grower association, an industry association, or an Iowan that I visited with throughout the last year. And we said, we can put that into a broader Farm Act bill.
From beekeepers and Christmas trees to livestock producers and row crop farmers and agribusinesses, Nagy says many of the provisions in the Iowa Farm Act can be traced directly back to those conversations in the field.
We get the benefit then of having this coalition of industry sectors and representatives that'll come together and work on this bill. There's value in them working together on something in a unified way, of course. Now, the other piece that I really like about it is it allows us, you and I are talking about this. I've been doing lots of interviews about this. I'm getting text messages from folks across the state saying, hey, it's about time we had a Farm Act, a piece of legislation. Hey, put me in, coach. I'm ready to go help. You know, things like that, where I just think people are encouraged by the fact that there's an effort being put forward. And again, there will be ag legislation that moves outside of this bill. Don't you worry about that. I know that there's other pieces that will happen, and legislators are working on their own priorities. But what we wanted to do was bring a focus on this set of issues.
Nagy says the Iowa Farm Act could be the first of many to come. I'm Dustin Huffman.